Welcome to Throwing Light. This is episode 23, Spiritual Cookies. Yeah, so before we get started, I have this thing called Patreon, and you may have heard me mention it before. It is a way that you can support the podcast if you feel inclined to do that. Yeah, so the heart of it, I actually made this episode, I think I made part of this episode before the first episode of Throwing Light. Originally, I called it DIY spirituality. Jermaine came up with the name Spiritual Cookies. Essentially, the heart of it is this is an episode about what I believe. A couple things in regards to what I believe. First of all, I'm fairly certain I'm not the only one who holds these beliefs. Here's the thing. I think some people prefer beliefs that are way more dogmatic. Some people prefer like a list, and some people don't. So there's this idea that I was first introduced to when I first started going to my church called the bounded set and centered set. So bounded set is this kind of this circle. You're in this circle. The outer line of the circle is pretty firm. And once you're in the circle, you don't really have to go anywhere. You believe these things that are in the circle and you're good. There's this other way of thinking that has been called centered set. So the center is more firm. It's more like concrete. That center might be Jesus. That's what the center was in the example used at my church. For me, I think it's the idea that there's a God, there's a higher power, and it's not exactly a being. It's like a pulse. It's like part of us and a part of everything that exists, and it's leading us somewhere. It's both masculine and feminine, and it's good. So this centered set is that you believe this main thing. You're headed toward it. And the outer line is kind of fuzzy, so you can be inside the line and believe all the things, or you can be outside the outer line. So I like that metaphor. Here's the thing. I don't know if I'm right. What I have realized over the past, I guess, couple of years is that I'm actually less scared of being wrong in the eyes of God than I am in the eyes of people. Like, that kind of freaks me out more. One of the things that kept coming to mind when I started out on this kind of more open path was, we don't know. Like, we have no fucking clue what's going on. And so it has to be more important. God has to know that there's no way for us to get it totally right. Being totally right can't be the point. So when I started on this path, I started to think like, oh, I think it matters more actually how I treat people. That in a nutshell. So that's kind of where I'm at, where I have been for a long time. So I wanted to say, I was debating on whether to say this, but I think I did want to say, I don't know if he listens to my podcast, but this episode is dedicated to my friend Travis. We're in grad school together, and the other day he asked me what I believe, and I had just finished a group project on social work and spirituality, and in it I had represented Buddhism and other Eastern traditions, and I talked a lot about mindfulness, and I led a meditation called the Self-Compassion Break, which was created by Dr. Kristen Neff. And someday I'm going to do a podcast on self-compassion in that amazing book. But anyway, so he asked me if I was representing my own beliefs, and we started talking across a quiet classroom before the class started. And so I felt a bit hesitant to spell out what exactly I believe, but I told him that maybe progressive Christianity was probably maybe the closest way of saying it. But I didn't tell a lot of people everything I believe because kind of afraid that they'll think I'm crazy. And I'll talk more about what I believe and why I was afraid of that in a minute. I've kind of come to terms with the fact that it might always be scary to go against the religious grain. I think that I can honestly and ethically say that in seeking out the pulse that I call God, it's led me down this, what you might call a wayward path. And I think all of this kind of makes me nervous. Like I said, I started creating this episode almost a year ago now and didn't record it for some good reasons, but some of it was just plain resistance. And so I'm excited to share it now. I'm a little nervous still, although I will say I don't think anything that I believe is evil, or else I wouldn't believe it. I don't know. So according to some people, I think it is way out there, and that's why I think it makes me nervous. But before I started this episode, I set the intention and or prayed for the highest good of all people involved in alignment with our soul's true purpose. So the purpose for creating this episode is twofold. First, I wanted you, my listeners, to know where I stand, as Throwing Light is in the quote-unquote religion and spirituality genre in iTunes. It's only fair that you know what you're getting into. Second, I think it goes back to the permission piece. So I know that a lot of my listeners are seekers. I know that you are earnestly seeking what you might call God or the truth to the best of your ability. And I know that that can be scary when that leads you to places that your religion says you're not supposed to go. So I've done some of this legwork and I've lived to tell about it. I'm not saying that you should go where I go, especially if you don't want to. But if you do, you know, the water is fine. First of all, I created this vision statement that I just sort of wrote out, like what I think and what I believe and what I feel. I'm very feely, very like feelings based. But before I share that, which is a little bit, I feel like it's a little bit kitschy, airy-fairy, I have two things to share with you. First is this vision statement. Second is this piece of paper that I created where I wrote everything that I thought that would be included in a healthy, grounded spirituality. And I want to talk a little bit about the feminist roots that brought me to this place and kind of the activist roots. But first, I kind of want to talk about specifically what I believe, because I keep kind of dancing, talking around it. So, as you know, I have Christian roots, and I value them a lot. I value the wisdom of the Christian tradition. I value the Bible. I especially value the stories and the poetry and all of it. I think that I believe in the humanness of the characters in the Bible. And I think that we have a lot to learn from them and they have a lot to teach us. I don't have any issue, I don't think, with the practices and the rituals of the Christian tradition. I don't, for me, it's not either or, it's both and. So I believe in all of this. As I'm sitting here recording this podcast, I have six crystals. And a couple of years ago, I started really getting into astrology by way of a woman named Chani Nicholas. First of all, she's just incredible as a writer. It was just really resonating. And I don't think all astrology, like I don't think all astrologers are legitimate, but she is. And it had a really powerful effect on my life. And I'm, you know, I did a podcast on manifesting. So I'm obviously like, I definitely believe everything is spiritual. I was talking to my friend Jess the other day, and she was saying, she mentioned this book that was kind of like the turning point in my own spiritual journey, like back in the day, Velvet Elvis by Rob Bell. And she said, you know, one of the things that was really meaningful to her was this idea that all good things are from God. So I'm open. I think that was the beginning of giving me permission to like let the goodness that wants to come into my life come. So I haven't necessarily gone looking for weird stuff, but it's kind of found me. So in 2013, I wrote a book, or I've curated a book called Wild Goslings. And one of the writers that submitted to that book was a woman named Rebecca Berndt. I mentioned her last time on the podcast. She now has a podcast. So anyway, so she wrote this piece for Wild Goslings on healthy sexuality as it relates to teenagers. And then 6 or 8 months ago, she put out this thing and it was like, hey, so I'm doing psychic readings. And I was like, huh. And I've always wanted to have a psychic reading. And I just think she's amazing. So I signed up. I think like a lot of people did. So I didn't hear from her for a few months. I had actually forgotten about it. And then in July or something, she messaged me and she was like, hey, so I still owe you a reading. And we ended up doing it the day after the eclipse in August. And it wasn't, so it's called a psychic aura reading. So she read my aura and then kind of went through the chakras. And it's hard to explain, but it wasn't like at X time on X date, you will find $30. I don't know. My examples are so random. Anyway, it wasn't like future telling. It was almost like symbols would come up for each chakra. And she would talk about kind of what that means and what's coming up for her. So it was very meditative. And it was so powerful. And it helped me figure out a lot. I still owe her a review, and it's on my list. So I am now like kind of looking into this school, and I really want to figure out how to integrate my social work practice with this spiritual stuff that seems so real and helpful and fascinating. Yeah, so I'm into all the weird stuff. And recently I've started looking into numerology, really into crystals right now. So I tell you all this, and I want to bring up a word that I think is really important. It's discernment. And so this is a word in Christian circles that I was very familiar with. It's a word that comes up in social work, but it's essentially, it almost doesn't matter, almost, what you believe. If you are a person of integrity, you will be led to the truth, I think. And a word about this idea of the centered set. So I was talking to Sadie the other day, and she asked what I believed about heaven. I don't know how we got on this particular topic, but I was like, okay, so you're headed toward the center, and you're over here on the left side of the center thing that you're headed toward, right? And your friend is over here on the right side of it, all the way on the other side of the circle, right? So to you, it looks blue, like you're headed towards something that is blue and is very clearly blue. To your friend over on the other side, it's red. And so you guys are headed toward this thing and you're both going there and you're like, clearly it's blue. And she's like, clearly it's red. And you're convinced somebody has to be wrong, but you're both right. It's both. And it looks different depending on where you are. So there's this other thing, patriarchy. I was a Christian before I was a feminist. And for a while, the two felt kind of like at odds. Like I've always felt this like weird, uncomfortable tension. And I was able to kind of make it work. And a lot of that, honestly, was Jesus. Because I think that if you read his words, the more that I have read and studied about how we have historically treated women, I'm concerned. I was in the library a couple of weeks ago, and there was this book, and it was called The Encyclopedia of Running for Women. And I was like, if there were a book about running for men, it would just be called Running. I'm not saying there aren't differences. Maybe there are. But one is the right / regular way, and the other is the way for women. You know, all this weird stuff is kind of magical. It's new agey, and that is what freaks people out. I believe that this intuitive wisdom, knowing, this spirituality, this intuition is a feminine yin thing, and it's been vilified and ridiculed and stigmatized for as long as we have known history. And I think it would have been just as detrimental if we had vilified the masculine yang energy, the concrete knowledge. And, you know, that would not have been good either. because we need both. Bringing it back, that's, I think, why I again and again feel like I come up against problems with the Christian traditions that I'm familiar with, because patriarchy has been a thing since before Abraham. And I think that patriarchal vein that runs through it almost gives license to justify all kinds of craziness. Who wrote the Bible? Mostly men steeped in patriarchy and lacking the self-awareness to realize what it was. So I think we have to critically analyze that. And, you know, I think critically analyzing can go hand in hand with intuition. And I also think that there's a shift. There is something happening. And I think that God or spirit or the divine pulse is leading us in another direction. And I think that, as always, we are invited to be a part of it. And we can choose not to. But I want to choose to do it. I'm excited. So my vision, I guess what I believe about myself and my purpose, but also that ties into my own spirituality. This is what I wrote. I am a channel. May the divine light and love of the universe work through me and use my gifts to heal the world. I share the wisdom that I have received so that others might benefit and or wake up. I will do the work that I know I'm supposed to be doing and trust that the universe has my back and will help me share this message locally and globally. I will let go of the boulder that I've been pushing up the hill that says I need to work harder and harder to get this message out into the world. I'll do the work I can do and let the magic of the universe help me with the rest. I understand that there are forces that would seek to keep me quiet. I do not have to be afraid of them, but I know that they might try to harm me. I will risk my life to share this message and free the people from the empire / their slumber / comfort, if it comes to that. I will stay humble. I will have radical self-compassion for my mistakes. I trust that this is part of the process. I'll have radical compassion for all people, friends and enemies. I wrote a thing. So this is like everything that I could think of, that healthy, grounded spirituality. Forgiveness, prayer, people matter more than dogma, the belief that there is someone guiding the ship, and that has implications for how we live our lives, loving others in thoughts and words and deeds, hospitality, mystery, grace, loving yourself, loving your enemies, creative nonviolence, owning who you are, unique gifts, something beyond this life that everybody gets to partake in. Mindfulness, spiritual practices, giving, the first will be last, enoughness for everyone, changing the world, the restoration of shalom, letting go of fear, co-conniving, goodness, hope, and faith, everything belongs, honesty, connectedness and oneness, the belief that God is speaking to us in real time, belief that God cares deeply, just because I'm right doesn't mean that you're wrong, and just because you're wrong doesn't mean I'm right. Having the courage to be wrong, letting go of the belief that God is angry with you. We have spent a lot of time imagining our limitations. What if we focused on what we're capable of? Not in a selfish, ambitious way, but for the good of all of us. So I think that's it. Here it is, your break for verses. Sustainability in life. What are my limits? How do I want to spend my days? Trying to push through and do it all is not working anymore. I want to truly enjoy life. I want to soak in the sacredness instead of being caught off guard by it every once in a while. Is this schedule that I came up with sustainable? Thank you for listening. I am honored and grateful. I would love it if you would leave a review on iTunes, because it does fancy things with the algorithm and it helps me reach more people. As always, the show notes for this episode can be found at brandyglows.com. If you have any questions or an idea for a future show, you can tweet me at brandyglows or email me at brandyglows@gmail.com.